This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Derek Hewitt is 15 years old, and by his own admission, he likes to hit, and hit hard. Football is his favorite game. At home, he fights constantly with his younger brothers. Most of the time, these tussles are playful, but sometimes he goes too far. As part of Radio Rookies, a radio training program run by member station WNYC in New York, Derek recently set out to explore his aggressive behavior. A word of caution, his story contains language and subject matter some listeners might find disturbing.
My house is crap. I came home one day, I was looking to feed my goldfish, and I noticed they were in the tank. So I asked my brothers, and they said in the bathroom. All 10 fish were in a plastic container in the bathtub. Some were floating and some were dead on the bottom. I smelled rubbing alcohol and not water inside. I asked my brothers who did that and they didn't say anything. So I told my mom, but she ain't do anything. I just flushed my fish down the toilet and saved it in my head. I'm pretty sure I hit my brothers after that and I think I liked it too. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment with my mother, father, 4 brothers and baby sister. Alrighty. Just walk into the kitchen. I'm the 2nd oldest in the family.
Why you don't give me no food?
There's an egg for your breakfast. If you don't want to eat, that's your problem.
My mom is good and bad. She's good because she shows me love at times. She gives me money, clothes, and buys me things. She's bad because she doesn't give me as much money as I deserve. She never goes to my football games. She ignores me sometimes. And she yells at me a lot. My younger brothers, AJ, who's 12, and Matthew, who's 9, hit themselves and scratch themselves and say it's me. I think they do that because they want me to get mad, fight with them, then get in trouble.
Hi, I'm Derek's mom.
They be hitting me and running, and you see it, and you don't do nothing to them.
You hit them back and you keep hitting them.
Because they keep hitting me. I hit them back, they hit me again. So I hit them again, it goes tit for tat. Because I have to get the last hit because they hit me first.
No, don't work like that.
So I'm supposed to let them hit me. I'm supposed to say, stop.
No, you can hit them back, but you don't beat up on them. You're stronger and bigger than they are.
So you're saying none of what they do can hurt me?
No, not like how you hurt them, no.
I don't hurt them. I never ever seriously hurt anyone.
You hurt them!
You know, be quiet. So, Matthew, you know why I'm always angry? I'm always hitting ya. You know why I'm always angry, Matthew?
No.
Why do y'all always blame everything on me?
Because you always hit us.
If y'all don't blame it on me, maybe I won't hit you.
But you hit us first.
No, no, no. Mom can say anything. I won't even have to be in the house. And then she says, who did something? She was me. And I get yelled at for.
Because when you at home, you make mad and then you leave. Like when we stay home by yourself, you
don't f***ing lie.
You make mad.
Don't f***ing kill me. Stop lying. She tries to. We're not going nowhere.
Okay.
Let go.
I'm gonna touch you.
Stop touching it. I'm hitting you.
Shut up.
I was beating on him with my mic. That hurts, huh? That hurts, right? Yeah. Alright, so why? Why do y'all blame stuff on me? Ask you a question. What?
Are you always mean to me?
I'm always mean to you? Because y'all. You might think Matthew was crying, but he wasn't.
All right.
The reason he was fake crying was because he wanted me to stop. Do you think I like mommy or daddy?
No.
Who you think I hit the most?
I wasn't hitting him that hard. See? He's already fine.
Daddy.
Why do I hate him?
Because he always told you to turn off the PlayStation and clean your side and stuff, make your bed.
Why do you think I hate mommy?
Because you always tell me to turn off the TV when you watch something.
That's it? That's all you can think of, bitch?
Dr. Claude Shemtob, but I'll just call him Dr. C, is a child psychologist.
How many times did I hit him? 15?
That's a lot of times.
But it wasn't hard.
I would not normally talk to a child psychologist because I don't need people like that in my life. But this one time, I made an exception.
I don't know if this is going to be helpful. I don't think you're going to like to hear it. Do you want to hear it anyways?
Sure.
I thought he might say something that would be useful to me or my story.
Especially kids. When they let off and hit people, the reason they do that is they actually are not paying attention or taking it seriously how the other people are experiencing it. Right? We can do it right now between us. Okay, pretend you're going to hit me, okay, and look at my face.
He turned his face into a small puppy dog face.
Makes you want to stop, right?
A little bit.
Pretend you're going to hit me and just completely ignore my face, okay?
And just hit you?
He's just, no, don't hit me, thank you. But pretend you were going to hit me. But now don't even notice my face, okay? So.
I'll just keep going.
You just keep going.
Okay.
Football is my window into a happier place, and that's why I love it. I like that I can hit people without getting in trouble, and there are a lot of people that hit.
He got that one.
I play other sports too, but football is just the best sport ever known to me. When I play sports, I block everything out and just play my hardest. But when I have to go home, I start to remember. They could blame me for leaving dishes when I wasn't even home, while you still listen to them.
What dishes have to do with you being aggressive?
No, it's a different topic now, just...
Okay. If I say, Derek, wash the dishes, you wash the dishes.
Well, what if they lie, say, I wasn't even home, they did it, say it with me, you believe them, you make me wash it. Why?
You put dishes in the sink too when I tell you to do it.
Never mind. I only talked to Dr. C one time, but at least he listened to me.
I get blamed for everything.
That would make a guy pretty mad if it's not fair, huh? Yes. One of the reasons people get mad is if they feel like people are not being fair. Especially hard for kids, because kids are not powerful enough to do much about it with the grown-ups. So you know what they sometimes do?
What?
Take it out on their brothers and sisters, because they're smaller.
When I was talking to Dr. C, he told me to check my body while I'm getting angry to see my breathing and muscle tension. He also said try counting to 10 and taking deep breaths.
See how it makes you feel calmer? Do a couple more times.
See? I'm doing an interview with my mother again, Marcia, and she's in the kitchen with my little baby brother. He's 22 days old. Why do you think I'm always angry?
Because you want to have your own way when people say anything to you. You just ignore them and start acting like you're mad at the world.
Do you try to help me not be angry?
Well, I talk to you all the time, but you think I'm picking on you.
So, how do you think I feel about the family?
Or you put it, you ate us all.
In my family, I only like my new baby brother, Trevor, and my little sister, Sabrina, because they make me laugh, and Sabrina's always nice to me.
You love me.
Why? How you know I love you?
Because...
When Sabrina gets older and blames things on me, I won't hit her like the rest of them, because she's a girl and I just don't hate girls. Dr. C said if my brothers felt safe in me, it's all right to fight with them.
How about we give you another reporter's assignment? When you go home, you ask Matthew, hey, Matthew, when we play, do I sometimes scare you?
All right.
All right? But you can't hit him if he says yes.
He didn't say no, you a punk. He has a smart mouth. He says stuff that because he wants me to fight with him. Do I scare you, Matthew?
No.
Why don't I scare you?
I said you don't.
Why don't I scare you?
Because you're stupid and you're not fury.
Do I hurt you when we fight?
No.
Do you think I want to hurt you?
Yup.
Do you think I like you, Matthew?
Yup.
Do you like me?
Nope.
Why not?
Because you're a fat and stupid ass, scary ass bitch.
He just got slapped.
All right, come here.
My brothers always curse at me, but I know deep down they want to be just like me. I'm good at every sport, and I'm good with the girls. Lately, I've been happier. My mom, she's been letting me stay out longer and give me more money to spend, and I'm always happy when there's a girl around. Girls are changing my thoughts about anger and life. I used to let out my anger by playing football. Now I also do something with girls because they get my mind off of bad things and on them. I think counting to 10 is a boring idea. Being with a girl is a better idea. When I'm playing sports or with my girlfriend, I'm happy, Derek. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
That means no worries from the Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
It's a movie about a little boy lion growing up.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
I was talking to my friend Chico when he asked me a bunch of questions about my future. And this is what I said. Just listen up. Him have a nice, good family, perfect, good wife. Yeah. She gonna love the kids too.
What about when you get home? How are you gonna like enter? How's it gonna be your entrance? Is it gonna be like honey, I'm home, and like everybody runs to you, or
nah? It's gonna be more of like I ring the doorbell. When they look, see who's it, I'ma hide like behind something so they can't see me. They come outside, like it's my wife. I'll go behind her, tap her, she turns around, give her a little kiss. It's my kids. I like go behind them, start tickling them. And then, like, if it's like my kids, I just walk into the house, be like, hello, Mr. Sexy has arrived. And, yeah, that's how it's gonna be.
Do you think they're gonna like you?
Of course. My kids gonna love me.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing praise.
For NPR News, I'm Derek Hewitt.
Derek Hewitt's story came to us via the Radio Rookies program at WNYC. It was produced by Serena Patel with assistance from Miguel Macias and Karen Michelle. You can see photographs of Derek and find information about the Radio Rookies project at npr.org.